This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your hosts, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two. If you missed the first hour, you can always get the podcast wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, WTMJ.com's got links there for you as well. David, are you ready for hour number two?
I am ready.
We're joined by always a guest, ready. Matt Hefter from Serta Pro. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th.
Yeah.
Serta Pro Painters paints everything but
toenails.
I love it.
Are you painting anything red, white, and blue these days?
Quit doing that.
What blues. Blues are still good. Reds, they're kind of transitioning out a little bit.
Yeah, but, okay.
Yeah.
And white. Too. You're always painting white.
All the time, yeah. A lot of white, actually. A lot of homes where they're just doing the monochromatic white, everything, trim, siding, and then the black.
Is black going away, or is that still? You said you painted your kitchen cabinets black, right?
Yeah, I love it. Oh, it looks so good. And, you got to keep them clean. You know, sometimes you get the wood cabinets, it kind of hides the smudges and stuff. With black, it doesn't. But at least you're getting the dirt off in the kitchen, right?
Sure. We have white cabinets, like many people have. And in my bathroom, when they remodeled this bathroom, they put a white countertop. Just pure white. Don't ever do that. Try to keep that thing clean. It's next to impossible.
Especially with water deposits and you name it.
Yeah, we have hard water to begin with, so that sink is always, I'm always trying to clean that stupid thing. So when it comes to paint and like dirt, what are we looking at to keep like I've got a smudge wall thanks to my granddaughter. I got the flat paint and her hands were dirty and now that wall is dirty. Can I clean that?
You can if you hopefully you or the contractor use the best paint you can get.
I would doubt that. It's that did my house.
It's one thing that we always recommend to our customers when we go into a home. We're using the best paints, and the best paints aren't necessarily the most expensive paints. They're the best paint for
David,
solving
the
problem.
You know we can hear that every time you're doing that flag. David's got an American flag. He's trying to put it on his microphone, and it's just grumbling in my ears every time.
Sorry, I didn't realize.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
So the with paint systems and the techniques, it's about solving problems. So if it's in a bathroom, you always want to have at least a satin finish, something that is going to repel the moisture. And then if there's water splashing up or dirt or hands or anything, a cleanable paint. So something that you can just wipe off. Our cabinets, which are black, we just talked about. All you do is you just take a little sponge, wipe them down, a little towel, you dry them, they look brand new again. But that is a urethanized paint system, right?
Sure.
So it's made to be washed over and over and over and over without leaving marks.
But not flat paint.
You don't want – well, flat paint's good in some applications. Your ceiling, walls that don't have high traffic, it's very easy to touch up flat paint. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be constantly touching up and things like that – flat paint's good. A lot of people like flat paint because it doesn't reflect the light and you don't see that reflection on the wall. Sure. Or when you look down the wall, you don't see the imperfections in the drywall or the plaster or whatnot. But so flat paint has its purpose. It's just you got young kids and grandkids. So, not a good idea.
Now, if I don't know what paint it was because I didn't paint it, so I don't have a match necessarily. That'd be a good accent wall. I can just paint that one wall and different color of some kind. And
you could, and then just do something with a sheen so that way it repels the water and you can just wipe it right off.
Okay. All right. Well, it's in the living room. She somehow got up on a chair, and so in the middle of our wall in our living room.
Somebody held her up.
We got a bunch of smudge. No, she just climbed up there. I don't know how the chair didn't get dirty, but she got the wall dirty. All right. Well, answers my question.
Right.
If people have questions, 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. You can go to certapro.com. That's CERTAPro.com and check it out there. Fill out the form. Somebody will contact them Monday? Today?
No, I don't even know if our, so when our office isn't open, it bounces to our call center.
Oh, so and 24/7.
I want to say they might be open. But you can always schedule your estimate on CertPro.com 24/7. 365
just right
days
away
a year.
While you're there.
You just go in, you find the time that works for you, click on it, put your name and phone number in there, address, and boom, your appointment is scheduled and the estimator shows up at that time.
All right. They do a consultation, they walk through colors with you.
Oh, yeah.
You book it, and then how soon before somebody gets out?
Depends on the project. If customers are in a rush, we try to, you know, move those customers through quicker. If they need something, right now is the time of season where it's, graduation parties and weddings and things where those will take a little higher priority. Whereas,
you know, other people are like, yeah, I'm fine.
In Wisconsin, we're kind of relaxed people. Most people are like, that's fine. 4 weeks, that's fine. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Good stuff. Matt's with us all this hour. Get your calls and texts in 855-616-1620. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
David Nason and Dayton Kane. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
.230 T-Mobile stage today at Summerfest. No Moon's going to be playing. If you like a light rock type band, a little alternative sounding, good band to go check out there. Matt Hefter from CertaPro on with us this hour, 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We have a couple questions to get to, so let's do that. I own a commercial building. I've been interested in applying an anti-graffiti coating to the brick exterior, but I've heard horror stories about it flaking off and looking terrible after time. Are there any coatings that actually work well and don't degrade after time? Reggie from Milwaukee.
Yes. So it's not something that gets requested often, but sometimes it does get requested. My suggestion would just give us a call at CertaPro, have us come out, take a look at it. Again, we solve problems. So we've used some clear coats. They tend to be siliconized, things like that. And it allows for the paint, you know, the paint, they spray it, they tag it. And then you just come by, you hit it with a pressure washer. I haven't seen the flaking. So it's a possibility that maybe the contractor that applied it did not apply to proper mill thickness. Or something like that. Mm-hmm. But get us on site. Let us look at what problem you're trying to solve. And that's what we do is we provide solutions. So just give us a call and at 1-800-GO-CERTA. We'll come out, take a look at it, put together a proposal of a couple different options to solve the problem.
By the way, I'm working with a customer. I'm doing some siding windows on one of his buildings on Murray Avenue. And you guys painted a big part of the building. It's brick. Beautiful. Like, your guys, and he had nothing but positive things to say about how professional they were, how quick they were. I pulled up, it looked like a whole new building. I mean, it was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize how much commercial and industrial painting we do. It's a large piece of our portfolio. I mean, obviously, we started in residential, you know, mm-hmm. 20 plus years ago, and we've just grown to be able to paint coatings all over the city of Milwaukee, you know, North Shore, Chicago. We're all over the place. We're going up as far as we have a project we have to get up to in Houghton.
That's up there.
Houghton, I just know Houghton for like skiing, but
yeah.
Apparently,
you know, you're up north.
Apparently, they've got commercial properties up there and they got to be serviced up there too. So,
And this was one where it had like decorative corbels and little, like, so there's a lot of detail to it. It wasn't like they just took a spray paint or sprayed it. Like, it took time.
Those projects are fun.
It was cool. It was quite the transformation. It was good.
Is there a big difference in products and processes between commercial and residential?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them cross over. Mm-hmm. But I would say, again, you're solving problems. So if you're working on a property that's high traffic or something like that, you're going to go with a product that it might even be a two-part product where you're doing mixing or exactly. And so there's different products to solve different problems. And on the commercial side, you know, you see situations of high traffic in kitchens and industrial kitchens, and there's all different types of problems to solve. And you know, the big manufacturers of paint, they have coatings. They'll sell you coatings for anything. So and you know, a lot of times, unfortunately, when you paint new homes construction, We get a spec. We try to change it, but they don't want to change it because of the cost. But the problem is you know, if you buy a new construction home, move in, you're most likely dealing with chalky paint.
Yeah.
That's not that durable. Sure. So, when you call CertaPro, we come out, we repaint your home, we apply color to all the walls, and that coating is going to last. It's going to be washable. It's going to be, you know, a much better coating.
Mm-hmm. And you said specifying. So is commercial stuff, there's always architects and contractors involved. Is it CertaPro specifying a coating, or do you leave it up to, say, a Sherwin-Williams or Hallmann's Lindsay? Is the manufacturer providing the specification for the...
Yes.
Okay.
So a lot of the repaints, yeah, we're writing a spec. A lot of the, if it's a national commercial application, it's going to be a lot of times written spec by the Sherwin-Williams or the PPG or the Benjamin Moore, whoever wrote the spec with the facilities, you know, and the ops people.
Right.
So then we have to follow that spec. If we don't agree with it, meaning we don't think it's going to last, we'll push back on that. And usually we can push back and be pretty convincing, yeah, because of our technical knowledge. But yes.
And you have to do submittals and stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah. And on new construction, you know, there's the builders that are building 10 homes a year, and then there's the builders that are building thousands, yeah, of homes a year across the nation. That process is going to be a little bit harder to change a spec when it's all the way across, right, the country.
Yeah,
sure.
We don't have too many of those in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Our building code.
Handful.
Our building code has kind of kept them from really getting in here.
Tell me about that off the air. I'd love to hear that story.
Oh, sure.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Yep.
Although I did hear that our humidity is, 5 to 10%. It'll change the temperature by... Was it temperature 5 to 10 degrees? That's what it is. Corn sweats.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it does.
Look it up.
Corn sweat is the thing.
So corn sweating in Wisconsin increases our humidity to the point where our temperature will actually change 5 to 10 degrees.
That's a big thing in Iowa as well.
So humidity is 10 to 40% different when corn's growing.
Mm-hmm.
Things we need to know when we're painting stuff.
Huh? Absolutely. Useless facts.
All right. Matt is with us all this hour, 855-616-1620. If you have questions, we'll get to Bob and Pewaukee's text when we come back about his steel door. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Oh, yeah. I'll take
you dancing in a country. Advice you can use. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Tyler Hubbard, originally one half of Florida Georgia Line, going to be at Summerfest tonight, 7 o'clock on the American Family Amphitheater stage before Jelly Roll takes the stage. So I have beef with this situation because Florida Georgia Line was one of the biggest country bands in the last decade, and he's now opening for Jelly Roll.
What does that mean?
Jelly Roll has only been around for a few years, and now he's the headliner, where Tyler Hubbard's been selling out stadiums for decades. You know,
but it's isn't that the way
how it works.
I mean, look at all the bands from the 80s, the huge bands and everything. Now they're playing, you know, county fairs and stuff like that.
Shh, you're making us sound old when you say stuff like that, but it's true.
I'm actually trying to see. I want to go see Night Ranger in July, or here in July in Fond du Lac.
I've seen them again 3 times, and I'm good. But good band.
A friend of mine's brother is their head audio guy, so I'm
going to
see if I
can. Well, you should get tickets, I would hope.
He travels the world.
Matt Hefter's here, by the way.
Yes, he is.
CertaPro.
We can talk paint. We can talk music. Yeah. We can
CertaPro.com
your music venue.
Is the website. And Bob from Pewaukee had a bunch of questions, but basically he has a steel door that's never been painted, and he's wondering, how do I paint it? It's now dirty and stained and like...
Probably a garage service door. I see that a lot.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's probably been painted. It's just probably never been repainted. Maybe it's factory coated.
Factory, yeah.
It's not factory white. I mean,
the brick mold casing's prime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So never been painted before. You want to make sure if there's any rust or dirt or anything like that. I would sand it down, remove that debris. I would use a if it's a steel door, I'd probably use an oil-based primer. maybe even something that's got some bonding characteristics to it. But you definitely want to roughen up the surface a little bit and get any debris and oils from your hands that you can't see around the knobs and stuff. Sand it down, prep it properly. As far as taking it off and keeping it on, that's kind of a preference. It's a steel door. You can paint it in place. Mm-hmm. You know, just mask your hinges or cut around them.
Just going to ask about, would you say you need to paint all the edges too?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Everything except for, a lot of people make the mistake of, some of these doors will have a fire rating on them. Yeah. Don't paint over the label.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, so in a couple coats of an enamel, I would personally use an oil-based in that situation or minimally a urethane coating if it was certapropane in it. But if you're a homeowner, those products are a little bit more difficult to work with. You might want to just use a high-quality acrylic that has got urethane components in it. And the reason for that is just to make sure that, again, it's your hands. You touch the knob, you touch mm-hmm. the door, and those oils will start to break down acrylics. And if it's a steel door, it's in probably a location where it's going to take some abuse.
Right.
Where you're going to bang into it with your hip to get the groceries in or whatever it may be.
What would you use to apply the coatings? Brush, well, roller.
Again, we solve problems. So if it's a high-end steel door for somebody's facility, it might get spray coated for a glass finish. But if it's a homeowner and you use a good quality paint that's going to self-level, you would just use anything like a foam roller or a very tight, low-nap roller. You can roll it on. Don't do it on a hot day. Those are things to do on cooler days out of the sun. It'll self-level and it'll look like a sprayed finish.
So don't use a brush. It's gonna
no, very minimum. Yeah. I mean, if you do brush around hinges or something like that, roll it up tight
on a surface,
and get it to look good. Otherwise, call CertaPro. We'll come out and paint your door for you.
Mm-hmm. Matt Hefter with us all this hour. Another half hour to go. Get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. What can you guys all do?
We do everything: interior, exterior painting, drywall, enameling, trim work. We paint kitchen cabinets. We do garage floors for people that have the nice flake systems, and there's really not much. We do carpentry and drywall and drywall repairs. I mean, it's funny that we just started. We used to paint walls and ceilings and outside of houses, and we've just expanded to take care of our customers.
When we get back after the news, Dayton's got a garage floor question for you.
I got a picture to show you. Well, after this, we go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jen Gregg. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Dayton.
Dayton and David, it's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Well, this would be the most famous song from the Bodines. If you're not from Milwaukee, maybe the only song you know from the Bodines.
Right. I remember.
Party of Five, I think, used this as their theme song. Right. The Bodines doing their...
I don't remember how many times I saw them in the 90s.
Yeah. Their 40th anniversary at the Generac Power Stage tonight at 10 p.m. at Summerfest. So go see them. Matt Hefter here from CertaPro Painters on with us. And David kind of mentioned my garage floor. Every time it gets super humid, it looks like it's sweating. What is that? And can that be fixed with your garage floor coating?
Yes. And we can fix just about almost everything. We have had to turn down a handful through the years just because the concrete was just crumbling apart. But essentially, it could be either just sweating because looking at the picture, there's oils down and so forth. And if you notice it's sweating, not consistently across the whole floor, but just where the oils are, it could be that everything is just sealed with all those oils. And then that, you know, the humidity, how it works, right? You know this with windows, is that essentially you have a change in temperature, be either warm, humid air coming in and a cold floor, and then it's going to sweat where those surfaces meet. So if it's just humidity, that's a simple thing. You just, you know, grind off the floor. We have to obviously use a different type of coating because there's so many impregnated oils into the concrete that if you just go with a standard polyaspartic system, it's not going to bond properly. But there are industrial coatings where we could scarify and go in with like a urethane cement base or something like that that is going to bond better and get a better bond. But essentially the other option is, you know, we do test for moisture vapor transmission. Some floors in Wisconsin, there's just a lot of moisture underneath the floor, and that moisture is going to pull out on those hot days and pull out. So we typically will do a test and measure calcium chloride and open it up for basically 72 hours and measure based on a calculation of time, multiply by how much weight the calcium chloride picks up, and then we can calculate how much vapor transmission is coming through the floor. There are primers on the market that will hold back moisture, just depending on how much vapor transmission you have is going to be whether you're doing a one coat system or a two coat system for primer, but we can solve almost all those problems.
Yeah. I was thinking it was probably, it's an old garage, probably poured right on dirt, no vapor barrier or anything under it. It's probably every, like you said, it's just a lot of moisture.
It's possible.
Right out of
the ground. I just saw in that spot, you showed me how much oil was on there.
It's mainly that spot too. Yeah. So I think it is more of an oil issue, hopefully, because the whole garage floor isn't like that. It's that one. It's like he parked his car there for 40 years.
Or worked on it and did all his oil changes.
Or worked on it and just let the oil fall out of the car.
It's kind of like years ago, people's basements, well, you know, we get some seepage every once in a while. You just kind of assume that. And years ago, well, my car drips a little bit of oil, you know, and you don't expect your basement to seep moisture anymore. Mm-hmm. And you don't expect your car to drip oil anymore. It's just kind of those are things that are in the past.
That conversation, though, is amazing to me. Same with Jason from Capital, is the science that goes into, you know, people think, well, I'm going to grab a paintbrush and some paint and I'm going to paint.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that easy all the time.
And two coats. One coat.
Yeah.
Up is one coat, down is two coats, right?
Yeah. I mean, we see so much. We get called out when somebody thinks it's just paint.
Yeah, right.
You know, and if you're painting your walls, it's, yeah, I get it. Like, it's not like it is rocket science, but just using the right coatings. Again, coatings are manufactured to make things look good, but also to solve problems.
To perform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, another one came in. It says, the walkout basement door trim is rotting on my door. Can I replace the bottom 18 inches or so without replacing the whole door? I would like to copy the exact profile of trim as well if I can do that. You guys
see it rot too,
right?
You can do anything. It seems like that's a very expensive approach. It sounds like you're trying to potentially even save some money, but Band-aid. It's a very expensive approach to just doing it the right way, which would be just replace your trim.
The times I see it, like overhead door trim, garage service doors, or a lower level door like this, the brick mold casing, you can see where it was cut and a new piece was put in and everything. Mm-hmm. And my issue, and I hope you agree, is that when you replace a board, whether it's a piece of trim or a deck board or a piece of siding or a fascia board, you really can't just put an 18-inch piece or a 2-foot piece or something, because little pieces of wood are not very stable. And so when I am inspecting something, I was like, you need a, you know, at least replace the full jam side of that trim, or at least a 6-foot piece of siding, or so that you can span 2 or 3, 4, hopefully studs, or the same thing with a deck board. You got to use larger pieces of wood.
I agree. I mean, if you lop off 18 inches, you're going to get what, 2 nails in there, three nails at best. And then getting that brick mold to match, which what the original was, that's the part where I go, it's just never going to look good. I've seen people, I mean, we've had on historic homes had to actually have cutters made.
A knife made, yeah.
Yeah, for making custom millwork to match, you know, the original, you know, I guess, profile of the millwork.
Yeah, there's a couple of places they have.
You can do just about everything. It's just at some point, is it economical or not?
Blifford Lumber always had a really good catalog of specialty trims that were used here in Milwaukee. But yeah, every once in a while on projects that I was involved in when I was at Kelman, we're doing restoration work. We got to make a knife, you know, which is an upcharge, but by the time you do it right, that it's about doing it right.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, doing it the right way.
70 degrees in Milwaukee. We're going to hit a high of 83 today. Storms possible throughout the morning to the south, and especially tonight towards the south. So if you're making plans, make sure you're checking your radar before you head out. Matt's with us for a couple more segments. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. You can see them at certapro.com, C-E-R-T-A, certapro.com. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
If we don't know the answer, we know someone who does.
It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Jerry Harrison's 50 Years of Talking Heads is going to be on the U-Line stage at 5:30 tonight. So if you like this song, go check that out.
Been a long time since I heard this one.
Dave's having button issues today.
Yeah, right?
Welcome to the show, Dave.
Yeah, welcome to the, right? Welcome to the studio.
Yeah, we're on the air.
Yes, so I'm Summerfest, telling you, last day today.
Doesn't have the red light on it anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
I would just grab the flag.
Sure.
Just, yeah, grab the flag, start putting it in the microphone and making a bunch of noise with it. And we're picking
right, let's
on
talk
him.
About
now
paint.
We're picking on him now. We're
what
picking
are we painting
on
now?
So when it comes to painting, we already talked about this. You have to choose the right thing. It's not just as simple as walking in and grabbing any paint off the shelf because you like the color and going home and painting.
There is a reason, even at the retail level, if you go into like a Sherwin-Williams store, there's a reason that there's all those product lines.
Yeah.
And those are just a fraction of the product lines that Sherwin-Williams offers, but those are the retail. They keep more of the commercial and the industrial stuff in the back or at only certain locations, right? So, even when you go into a retail level, you'll look at how many different paint systems there are, brand names or product names, I should say, and how many sheens and all those things. Those are all for a reason. So
when you're, do you guys have like production meetings? Like if a salesperson comes out to my house and they run across something they haven't seen before, they call you, do they come to a meeting at the end of the day and say, hey, here's the situation. What do I need to do?
It's typically a picture and a conversation over the phone and problems are solved that way. Sometimes it requires, you know, somebody to go out for a field visit. But almost all of our estimators are former painters. So they've painted for some time. That's what makes them a great estimator. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you see things that just stump you. And so you usually take a picture and you call and make a phone call. And if I can't solve it, I'm a bit shocked. But, you know, ultimately we also have, you know, our vendors, mm-hmm. suppliers of our paint systems, and we can talk to their tech department and so forth. So those are engineers. I mean, if they can't figure it out, then your problem is not solvable.
Demo it. We're not painting this. Just tear it down.
Demo it.
Yeah.
I just know that, I mean, I've been working at Site Unlimited for 5 years now, and I still, almost on a weekly basis, walk into something like, I have never seen this before. There are so many variables in houses out there that, like, to know everything is next to impossible.
Yeah. And I don't know everything about houses either, but I would say in the first 5 to 7 years, I was coming across a lot of stuff. I don't see too much anymore.
Yeah, but it's like,
but still, every once in a while, you're like, oh, that's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like whistling toilets.
Like whistling toilets.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little Yankee Doodle Dandy as you're doing your duty. So it's, that's why I was curious. It is nice to know that the guys that are coming out to the house actually did this for a living, because there are so many different variables when it comes to painting something and what you're going to choose to do that. So one segment left. This is always our shortest little segment of the hour, but we have time to get some more questions in before we're done. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line. The Fix-It Show with Serta Pro Painters is on WTMJ. And
I'm proud making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Fourth of July.
Yep.
Happy Fourth of July.
Right.
We celebrate 250 years.
I'm sure we'll hear this song a couple times going to the Stone Bank Parade and then Hartford Parade. We'll probably hear this on a folder.
Do you think other countries look at us and are just laughing like 250 years? They're celebrating 250.
Yeah, well,
they've been around for thousands of years, and they're like,
well, we've been around longer than that. We just put it on ink on paper 250 years ago on what we wanted.
I think what's really amazing is how many people, all the stories you're hearing from all the soccer fans who have come here, and how amazed they are. You know, they hear about us probably on the TV, but all those fans who have never been to the United States, how big everything is, they're amazed by the Costco's and the Walmarts and all that stuff, the excess probably that we have. I don't know. Is that something to brag about? Maybe not. Mm. Maybe not that part, but just the expanse of our country.
And how friendly we are, they've been saying. And
you know. I mean, if you've been to Europe, you know, you drive like 2 hours and you're in two or three countries.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In the United States, you drive 2 hours, 3 hours, you're still in the same state.
Yeah. Right.
Siding Unlimited, J&B Construction, sponsor us every week. We appreciate that. Matt Hefter on from CertaPro Painters. We do have another text at 855-616-1620.
Similar to Bob's question.
It was, but different still. Yeah. We had a steel door placed on back door a few years ago. It has been peeling on the lower half. It's red and on the southwest side of the house. What can be done?
South and west means hot, late afternoon sun, right?
Yeah, I mean, the coating that was originally applied on the door is failing. Mm-hmm. If they recently installed it and still have the receipt, I would take the request to have the door replaced.
Yeah.
But, you know, besides that point, there are things you can do. You know, if the coating is peeling all the way, it's the difference between peeling all the way down to the metal and then you painted the door and it's peeling. If that's the case, you might have painted over a shiny surface. But if the right paint system is applied on that door and it's done the right way, it's not going to peel. It's a metal door. It doesn't retain moisture. It might fade, things like that. But again, I would use a urethane coating. If you have a sunside, it's red and it's going to fade, use a urethane coating. And that way, make sure that it doesn't fade, or at least get your cycle out of it of 7-8 years in Wisconsin. But give us a call at CertaPro or, you know, shoot me, you know, a picture of it. You know, my email address is right on the website. Shoot me a picture of it. I can usually help you through and solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. In general, though, south and west facing sides of your house, siding, windows, doors, and everything, they're getting the brunt of the hot afternoon sun.
Yeah.
So ultraviolet rays.
Plant a tree.
I wonder all these houses that are going up that are black
or
dark gray, like 10 years from now, even though they say this is it's going to last, I question.
I get concerned about the material, right? If it's like LP or whatever it is, and then you paint it black, can that handle, like I know LP probably stands a better chance, but like Hardy, can it handle the expansion and contraction that comes with painting something black.
Right, because it gets so hot.
Yeah, but it looks so cool.
Right, it can.
You guys paint roofs?
You know, not really. Roof? No.
Any kind of roof. I saw somebody that was painting their shingles.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't ever do that, by
no,
the way.
Don't do that. It's a bad idea. No, not really. There are... there's just too many complexities with it. You know, a lot of times it's holding snow and it's peeling because it's a manufacturer's defect. So even if you go over to coat it, you're just chasing a problem. Like you look at these, you know, I don't know, Culver's buildings or whatever, and you start seeing peeling and it's like, all right, that's going to be a mess for somebody.
Yeah.
So you got to add that to the list. Toenails.
But we don't like to get up on roofs, minimize that as much as possible, you know, but I don't want to make a business of it. Jumping up on roofs, but there are companies that focus just on roof coatings, including reflective coatings, fluid applied, you know, for going over EPDM rubber. There's companies that focus in on this stuff.
We did get another text that says, I enjoy the knowledge Matt Hefter shares with listeners. His crew did excellent work at my home, Kathy, in Hartford.
Excellent.
So there you go. We enjoy Kathy. His knowledge,
you know,
as Kathy? Well.
I know the name in the... Yeah.
Kathy, yeah. So. Your neighbor, basically.
I think she just did a really nice Google review. If I remember. Thank you, Kathy. Yeah. That was very nice of you.
That's always nice getting that Google review,
right?
Isn't it?
Well, yeah. It just shows how much, you know, we did our job, right?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, we're almost done. What is doing your job? What do you guys all do?
We paint everything. So inside, outside, walk around your house. It's 4th of July. I mean, our leads go up basically Memorial Day, big time, 4th of July, and Labor Day. And there's a reason. People are walking around their house
they're
realizing, oh, I didn't realize I was peeling so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're sitting on the patio with a beer and a bra, and you're like, oh,
we better
that
take
happen?
Care of that.
That looks terrible.
Yeah. But painting is nice. You know, it refreshes the home. It makes everything look good. You feel better. You probably live longer as a result of it. Just paint your house so you live longer. Sure. Well, you're happy. Well, I mean, when I'm on my deck and I'm looking at my deck and it's stained, I'm looking at the house is painted. You
don't
know,
have to go up on a
and
ladder.
You're grilling, and you're in your happy place.
Right?
So just enjoy the inside of your house. If you're contemplating whether you should paint a room, just do it. get the room paint. Do it yourself or call CertaPro, but you know, be happy. You know, that's our tagline. Be happy.
Love it. Have a good 4th of July.
Yeah,
you too. Coming in on a holiday. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
David, enjoy the parades.
Yes. And,
and
fireworks. And
parades. He's going to two parades.
Yeah, we went to the Oconomowoc yesterday and two today.
All right.
Parades are fun. We went to Menominee Falls last. That is holy cow.
That's a big parade.
Yeah. I mean, there's just random people. You don't even know what they are doing, and they're walking through the parade.
Yeah, Watertown has one like that, too, where there's like 30 John Deere tractors, you know, and everything.
Should we be offended that we haven't been invited to the Menominee Falls Parade if everybody's out there?
I think we could just go.
Just go and walk in?
So your $5
like
registration.
Like when they have TV personalities, they should have the Fix-It Show host.
Yeah, exactly.
There's political figures. There was just, and like I said, some people, we didn't even know who they were. They were just walking through, no tag, nothing.
I think we've got to talk to the people in charge here about getting us in a parade next year.
Have a great 4th of July, guys.
You too, guys.
Rose Gray, the Fox World Travel Show, coming in next.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.